Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Got it too bad, ain't it?
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Yes, here we are, Psychic Love Doctor Show, and today is Wednesday. So this is our Wednesday edition. Glad to have you joining us, you blog talkers, you. Hope you will get on board for a reading. The list gets long, so try to get in as soon as you can. And out to our Facebookers, hello there. Glad to have you with us. You are watching us live on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook, and it's open to all. So I hope that we'll be able to work some readings in for our Facebook folks. So to get on the same page, all of us, these readings are being conducted using ordinary playing cards. That's right. So we need to make the distinction, not tarot, not oracle, and not any of the other wonderful systems that are out there, okay? We are strictly using playing cards. Also, I will be using a full 24 card layout for each of our callers or those who will be contacting us on Facebook for their readings as time permits. I do a 24 card layout because it's what I'm mostly used to, and it enables me to see a lot about your life, how things are going. And even though you're only going to get 1 to 2 questions due to the fact that we are not doing full private sessions, you'll still get plenty of insightful information that will help you in the long run. All right, I'm going to turn this over to our very own Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
Hello, welcome to the show. We want to remind everybody this show is for educational and informational purposes only.
Yeah.
We also would like to remind the folk callers and Facebook Live viewers that if you are indeed international, let us know and we will give you an international shout out. Like, starting out with Laura from Canada.
Laura, glad to have you. Every time.
Runs the name of a hockey game, you hear it. All right, anyway, yeah. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll be told that you can listen to the show while you wait. And that's exactly what works. I gave it a test. If you don't hear anything, especially the show, hang up, call again.
Excuse me.
Some protocol things that if you legally and safely can do when we go live, please do so. Get off the speakerphone. No Bluetooth devices. Go old school phone to face type method. All your background sounds. Think even ones you maybe are used to hearing. If it's something that's still going to interfere with the call, kill it or go to another room if you can. Multitasking, stop the multitasking, running around outside, doing stuff, doing dishes. Sit down, relax in a quiet place that has great cell phone reception. It's just because your call goes through the internet and computer world, comes out our little speakers here. And sometimes it doesn't sound so good. So if you can eliminate those other nasty factors, we can get through this quickly and it'll be awesome instead of us trying to ask each other to repeat all the time. Let's see. Also, yes. Facebook folks. We will occasionally open the floor to Messenger, and we almost always do. There's rare occasions, like one time our portal was jacked up, you know, that type of thing, but we'll open it. We can't give you an exact time slot, but it's going to happen. Just bear with us. You can't do any audio, video, Messenger calls. That's what we're taking. We're not taking texts until we announce it, and it has to be to Deborah Lee.
Yeah.
When we announce it, and you have to be friends with her when we announce it. So those are the stipulations for the Messenger world. Real quickly also, that is the sound of angels and harps. Oh my. That means that your reading with Deborah has been concluded. It's not halfway over. Your reading with Deborah has been concluded. Your reading with Deborah has been concluded. And I am going to give you an angel card. That's why the harp. And tonight's angel card flavor is Lighted Gold Pathway Oracle Cards. So that's what we're going to do tonight. I always leave the box here in case the Facebook Live viewers like them. Then they know what they look like if they want to go buy them on Amazon or something. So I believe we even beat our time last minute for our intro by a minute. Five this time instead of six. All right, let's go through the callers. Right?
Sure, let's do.
Let's get her done. First caller is going to be area code 203 in Connecticut.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Well, hello, Pat.
Hi, good evening. Yeah. I wasn't sure I was going to get through. I just had a very long day getting repairs, just got home. And I was thinking, I don't know, for the time being, I think repairs are done. This was the AAA mess up. Do you want to put down the cards and see what's, if any energy has been lifted or?
Sure, of course.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
She's not sick of this bad path that she's on right now. Imagine being sick of that. Who wouldn't be?
Oh, my God. I'm just so overwhelmed.
Too many disasters. Nobody likes any disaster, but definitely nobody likes a series of them. That's
no.
That's hard to, that keeps, it wants to crush the human spirit.
And you're not the only one. I mean, we even have our trials and tribulations of our own here. So
yeah,
and just, I know we're not unique.
No, and there's it's not a comfort, but
at least you know you're not the only
there's
one.
A lot of, it's terrible when you read about the homeless people, but they had to give up their dog because they went homeless.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. You had to leave it at a shelter with a note.
Yeah, this is locally. A woman and her two children, they became homeless, and the mother put a note on the dog's, attached it to his collar, and left him at a shelter where it said, "We really love our dog Lilo, but we can't keep him." And she said, "We're homeless now. We tried our best, but we hope somebody will come along to love him." So that was through one of our TV stations.
Yep, terrible.
Yeah, and I'm sure there'll be tons of takers. He's very cute. Looks kind of like, what did you think, like some German Shepherd?
I did not get a good look. I didn't think it was a large dog.
No, I don't know.
But anyway, all right, let's look at Pat's cards.
Yeah, of course, Pat. The timing is now that your energy of negativity and all these problems is being uplifted. And you should, of course, be going through a very, very delightful time now. You should have a nice period here without any more problems that, have just taken over your time and your energy so that you can kind of relax a little bit. Take it a bit easy and enjoy, the spring that's coming eventually. So, yes, everything looks pretty good for you. I don't see anything quite specific as far as a wonderful event coming, but I see that you are definitely on an upswing. Is that Chance?
Chance is here. He's listening.
It sounded like a bark.
That was a bark. Yep. Who let the dogs out? Whoa. There it is. Yep. Mark number two. We heard it again.
And I want to say that I feel you are going to be moving in a newer type of social circle that I think is going to be very uplifting for you, bring new friends into your life. And then when you do have an issue with something, you won't feel so alone,
Right.
That there'll be others around you. Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
So, and there's a prospect of a man here.
A mighty good man?
Well, we would hope so.
Is there any other kind? Yeah. Well, there is, unfortunately, but go ahead.
Yeah, you sounded like Jack Nicholson.
That's what that was from, A Few Good Men. Yeah, but go ahead.
Can you tell time by that one? I was
about
just thinking of this guy.
Yes.
Thinking of this guy that we talked about.
that you talked about. She
and
said,
are you talking with them yet?
No, no, but, you know, I was doing a lot of walking today because my car was in the garage from one dog to another. And that area of that club, I don't even know if that's it, that's the right one. But as we talk, Deborah, it's not like me to go to clubs to look for someone. It's just got to be on my path.
Huh. This must have been a conversation you had during a private reading. Was it?
Yes.
I don't see this. This isn't the one that the astrologer told you about.
This one is not my memory.
This is somebody different now.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. That you're going to strike up a conversation with, and it looks like it's in passing. And you'll be discussing something, whether it's the weather. It's seemingly trivial. But
I think
it's going to be the start of something for you. And if you're not comfortable going to strange, you know, to go clubs and yacht clubs or whatever, I wouldn't do it. You know, a lot of times the right thing will come right to
you. You should never put yourself out of your comfort zone ever.
Right. And to go.
Bad things always happen, it seems like.
Yeah, trying to make it happen.
Or even if they're not bad things, it's the good things you want to happen, though, a lot of times, if you're not comfortable.
Right.
Because you're not yourself. You're not yourself then.
Exactly. Yeah, trying to make something happen.
I agree. It gives a sign of desperation about a lady who's out there, you know, by herself.
Sometimes, you're right, it does sometimes.
It's different if you're in a coffee shop or...
Or with a bunch of gals.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, this is the Lighted Goal Pathway Oracle card you're using tonight. So they're kind of path goal type oriented things. And I think I was doing this when you told her the first part about her moving to a different social type circle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this card's about. Now, remember, folks, this card has gone through some interpretation. So the English is going to be a little bit choppy. And I'm going to try to do my best to fill in the holes. Create move values.
What?
That's the subject. Create move values.
Oh, move.
Move. Be bold and pinpoint your outlook. Don't be afraid to show your true colors because you are unique, and this will differentiate you for values from the social norms. So that's why I saw there's some kind of social thing there. So just basically show your true colors. Don't be who you are not, and that'll actually make you different from everybody else who's all trying to be the same, the social norms, it said.
So
basically be you, and your path's going to be good. Always be you. That's always good advice to everybody. Be yourself.
In the past, I've gone to some very nice social meetup clubs. Are you aware of meetup.com?
There's not much around here. I've checked in there occasionally, and there isn't a lot of...
Location can be a problem.
It can.
It can be a problem. Yeah. That is a true statement.
Well, you know what? It'll come to you.
That's the thing.
Right.
There's the key. The problem is the P word.
When I met my late husband, I was so busy. I was working 3 jobs from home. Sometimes didn't even get sleep until 3 in the morning, and that was just till 6 in the morning. And I never thought I would ever meet anybody. I had no energy for it.
But you wore a younger woman's clothes, and we could survive on 3 hours of sleep.
Yes,
back then.
True enough. And then he happened to send me an email. Out of the blue, somebody I did not know. He was commenting on something I had just written in the newspaper. And it developed from there. So you just never know what's
one
around
never
the
knows.
Corner.
That's right.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for holding the
door. Yeah, Pat. What can we do for you?
Okay. The information I sent you, did you get a chance to look at any of it?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. The last couple of days, there have been nothing but contractors here going over this house.
Okay.
It's been made
it. That's all right.
I've had to move stuff so they could do some things. And I will make the time honestly as soon as I possibly can.
Okay.
All right.
I think Mark's going to write something out for me soon that's explainable.
That would be great.
You know, with the computer stuff that I don't understand. Do you do YouTube?
We have in the past. Yeah, we did some year. Oh, geez, got to be like 6-7 years ago.
At this point, we would be better to create a NoCo.
Yeah, I'm sure.
If you're talking short stuff, right?
We weren't able to get anything live. It was all recorded that we put
Yeah. Oh, well, then you just weren't doing something.
But things have changed drastically.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking
way back.
Yeah. Word up on that dog.
So, yes, I will be in touch with you.
All right.
And we'll take
it first.
Deborah. All right, hon. Take care.
Right. Thank you both. Have a good night.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you a lot.
Hang on.
I think you were saying something. What did you, when I muted you? Go ahead. You can say something again.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
But thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome. I didn't want to interrupt you if you had.
We'll talk soon.
I heard something about thanking. I thought she was thanking for something specific. So I was like, oh, well, I don't want to cut her off, but okay. All right, well, the calls are coming in. We're coming in. They're coming in. They're still coming in. We're going to 520 Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. There she is, our Lisa. Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
We're going to poop ourselves when somebody from 520 calls in that's not her.
And it's not you.
We're going to be like, what? We're probably going to believe it. We'll probably think she's pulling a practical joke.
Probably. How are you? What's happening in yours? Corner of the world.
What's happening?
Well, we are together at this moment. I got out of the car, said I had an important business meeting.
Well, this is an important business meeting, damn it.
That's right. And?
On the what?
So, well, Deb, I need a reading from the cards because it's been up and down today. He was pissing me off when we were in the car together.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't know. He was talking about such and such, and then I said such and such, and then I could tell when we arrived at our destination he wasn't happy, and I wasn't really, you know, I was pretending to be happy, and then we were kind of walking a trail out in the country, and then I was flirting with everybody, you know, just pretending I was happy. And, you know, man and woman, just happy, happy. And then he ran into some chick on the trail, and they stayed talking a very long, long, long time. And I waited for him in the car. I was so angry. And
That was rude.
Well, I think he plays me. I think he does play me. And so he got into the car. He said, oh, I like meeting all these people. It's such a great trip. And so then I started talking to him how my name was on bathroom walls in the men's bathroom, and I'm in the Hallmark famous whatever for giving good jobs.
Yeah, for employment,
really?
For great employment things, jobs, employment, you know.
And I said, I love hot dogs because they squirt. And then we had dinner or lunch or whatever, so we were becoming friends.
Hot dogs squirt.
I've never had a hot dog squirt. But
I don't know, you know, he just basically said, you know, he pushes me away, and then he talks about this Kim a lot, this Kim woman. I don't know. What's going on, Deb, in the cars?
Well, first of all, I want to let you know that the minute we brought you on the air, one of your, well, best fans also clicked into the Facebook Live, you know, what do we call him?
International shout out to Mike from the UK.
Yes. Remember, he adores your voice.
Yeah.
Your voice, not the dog barking in the background. Your voice. You're in your car, right?
No, I got out of the car. He's in the car with me. We're traveling. I jumped out to call you.
Okay.
In the car?
They were in the car together. She got out because she had to go to the business meeting that she's at right now.
So he's in the car.
He's not still there, right? He left. He's not still hanging out in your car, right? Or his car?
We're not home. We're still on the road. And so I jumped out of the car.
Okay.
He's in the car.
I got
you. We better expedite here.
So who drove?
Yeah.
Me.
Ah, so. Okay.
He was saying you know, he wants to do another trip with me. I mean, where is it at, Deb?
But he was on the trail talking to some chick or whatever.
A very long time. I went to the car, sat in the car, Up until then, I had the upper leverage.
He seems like a social butterfly is what
did
he sounds like.
Did you stay with him while he was talking to her?
No, I went back to the car. Before that, I was flirting with him.
You were flirting with him.
The comms are a little rough here. I don't know if you're constantly in motion, but you got a little choppy on that last sentence.
I was, you know, greeting everyone and being very cheerful, and I could tell he was upset. And then he ran into this chick on the trail, and they stood talking for a long time, and I went to the car.
And then how
was it? Came back to the car and said,
yeah.
Huh? What? I'm sorry?
Continue on.
What was his demeanor when he got back to the car?
He seemed very happy, and I said, well, I didn't think you were coming back to the car. And he said, oh, this has been a great experience for me. I don't know if he plays me. I don't know if he took her phone number. I don't know if he was just trying to make.
Lisa, honest to God, if he was a dog, he'd be an English cream golden retriever. They're just crazy about everybody.
They're just social butterflies out there. And Mike says.
What?
Oh, Mike's talking to somebody else. So I'm not going to tell Lisa.
I'm just having a conversation on my business. Oh, I'm sorry. I know Sandy. I know Sandy.
Okay,
I'm coming in here.
I did recognize you. And standing back here, I don't know who you are.
I'm sorry. I'm a realtor in the area.
Okay.
I apologize. I'm on a business call. I'm sorry. Okay. Is it okay if I finish up my call? Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Was that Paul Ward, the mall cop or something? It felt like a security guard or something.
Was that him?
I'm in the sticks.
Is that your him?
I'm in the sticks.
No, it's not him because...
I'm sorry?
Was
no,
that a...
Just...
Paul Blart?
I'm in a...
It sounded like, is that some kind of a security guard, top cop?
The owner?
The owner of where you are. Okay.
Are you trespassing or?
Trespasser. Lisa has multiple titles. Lisa, the leader, the trespasser. It is Lisa.
Our relationship changed before.
Are you talking to us?
Yes.
Madame.
But she said the word relationship. She's not talking to some dude.
Yeah, but the connection's getting funky again.
Well, I think she's relocating maybe because of the dude.
Okay.
Is this better?
Yeah, that is better right there. Yes.
Look, here's the thing. He's being very... What?
You got something to say?
I mean, is our relationship on the rocks?
No. No, if anything, remember, appearances can be deceiving. And I really feel he's trying to get you worked up into being jealous. I asked these cards.
Well, yeah.
I laid them as I was laying down. I said, what is the story with this guy? What does he want? What does he want?
Okay. And?
He wants you to be the aggressor. I know this sounds crazy because I think for a lot of women in a romantic interlude, you want the guy, or are you the kind, Lisa, that you could jump his bones with no problem whatsoever?
Well, she's dreamt about it for quite some time, that's for sure.
I don't know. I just, you know, I think I was coming on to him in the beginning of the road trip, and then he simply said, he backed into his gay corner and said what he sometimes says, you know, I'm just interested in people for their brains, you know, and then I said.
I think that's true. I do too. I don't like to be associate with morons. I know that sounds really snobby.
Well, then
yeah.
what I said to him is, you know, I said, I'm really fucking tired of my life. I'm so fucking bored. I need to go to the bar and pick up a bunch of men, and I want you to be my pimp.
Your tip?
Pimp.
Oh.
Come on, Deb. sometimes if you don't hear the word, you should be able to fill it in without even hearing it.
I wonder what she says a tip, leaving him behind.
Well, then you should have wondered that. Like I said, it's like a test. Fill in the blank.
And then I said I was in the Hall of Fame for giving the best hot dogs a chance at squirting at me.
I wonder, where is that Hall of Fame located? It must be in Arizona, apparently.
I think she was in code telling him to give the best oral sex he's ever going to have.
Yeah, it's so bad, do you really?
I can't even
so.
Talk here. You found me breathless, Lisa.
Breathless. You take my
so
breath
away.
So I'm
wondering what she meant about a squirting.
I knew what she meant about a squirting hot dog, but I was looking back to reality. If there, I never, you know, I knew exactly
what?
You know what she meant. If you're above the age of 7, you know what the hell she meant.
She should be. You should not be lower than a sausage. Hot dogs just aren't going to make it.
There are foot long.
But you know what? He kept.
Come on, bun length foot long.
What?
He keeps mentioning the lady's name, Kim, you know, and how he went to her house and he's helping her hook up electric stuff. And he said, I should call Kim right now and tell her what's going on the country road. And I thought, what's going on here?
Well,
can you tell me what the cards?
Did you get any kind of rise out of him?
Well, then
you know,
we went to the little restaurant for dinner and or whatever we had. And so we're back being friendly again, but I don't know. I don't know. Where does the card say anything about he and I?
Yes, they say that there's love here. It's strong. But the thing is, I think he's terrified of making a move and being rejected or, you know.
Isn't this their first full day traveling after reconciling? I think maybe you should expect too much.
And maybe that's,
and you know what?
Yeah, I tend
he
to be very
cold.
Yeah.
I said, I asked him, how would you review this trip? He said, oh, great. It's the greatest thing I've done. And I said, oh, would you want to do another trip? He said, oh, yeah, let's do another trip. So he did say that.
Yeah. So I think maybe you should.
When you said you were going to go and pick up a bunch of men, what did he say? What did he say?
By that time, we had arrived at our destination where we got up and we were walking, and I could tell you it was
that unfortunate. That is some unfortunate timing there when you throw that out.
Boy, I guess that was a big bait on a big hook, right there.
But I'm high maintenance. He is really high maintenance, and I get nothing in return. I'm getting tired of this.
You know what, though? Maybe that's his nature. That he is the star of the show, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, social butterflies like to be that.
You as a lady don't seem to be very high maintenance. You enjoy your independence. You like doing things by yourself.
She's a fan of shower curtains. I mean, and exploding hot dogs. She likes hot dogs that squirt. I mean, just tater cat, you know, soup tater cat.
Yeah, watch out for that tater tot cat.
Tater tot cat. She's got her basic things in life that she likes.
Yes.
But she doesn't try to get too crazy.
But I think it can be somewhat off-putting to, and we don't know really what his agenda is. I don't see any men in these cards around him anymore. They're
but how about other women? He was talking about this woman called him a lot.
Do you know her?
Was he trying to piss? No, he was.
Oh, you're a stranger.
He knows I did. Jealous, you know. I don't know why he was playing me like that. I have no idea.
Have you thought about calling him out on this and just say, what's your game here, guy? What's your end game, especially?
For him, I don't understand. I have made some pursuing women a little jealous, too.
It's a ploy.
But my ultimate plan was to actually be with that person, not to make them jealous and screw with them like I'm evil.
Through her jealousy, she was being seduced.
It's like, you know what? I can't speak for him because he's got a whole different ball game going on in his life. But
so
when a guy,
when we were
at, guy does that, it gets them kind of even more of it ramps up their ego.
We were, by the time we got to the meal at the restaurant, the lady, the waitress said, do you need anything else? I said, yeah, I need a boyfriend. And I said, tell any prospective men that are free that my name is on the men's bathroom wall. I said in front of him, I was just going full tilt on it. And we're, you know, she and I were laughing. And then he said, I want to order now.
And Lisa, you don't even drink. I can't even imagine what you would be like with a couple shots of tequila under your belt.
If I would have been like a guy with her.
Yeah, you'd have jumped her already.
No, well, at that moment, that moment she said that, I would have been smoking fucking piss off. Sitting at a table. If he says that to a waitress, basically.
Yeah,
it's basically looking at me saying, this guy's a piece of shit. Do you have a man I can have? I'd have been smoking pissed off if I was a guy.
Kind of true.
I'd have been livid. I would have said, walked away and said, you know what? It's your car. Uber's out there. You have a good trip. I would have walked out.
Well, why didn't...
That's an insult.
How did you qualify him sitting there with you? Did you tell her, well, I'm out with a gay guy, but I really like a boyfriend?
Oh, no. No, I didn't even... No, she was telling me how pretty I was, and I was just like, oh, yeah, okay. And then I said, you know, well, so we were starting to talk, and then he said, you know, we said, well, we'll do more trips together. And then I got into, well, you know, when I was in the bar scene, I took someone home, and I was really tired of the sex, and I went into detail about it, and he's listening to me.
I would already have left the table. That would have been me.
Yeah, he'd have said.
I was so pissed. He mentioned Kim's name several times, and I was so fucking done. I was done. Then I just went full throttle on everything.
If we only had like a live audience here, Jim, I'd have you running around with a microphone right now, saying, "Hey, what do you think about this? Especially that man over there, or this one over here." Here's my opinion, looking at the cards, and from years of experience, I really think he's trying to make you jealous. But he can have you, so what's the point?
I don't know. I'm wondering if...
she's asking me, where's the point?
Maybe he just doesn't care.
I don't know, but I don't know him, but if that was me at that table, I don't know how long it would be. I would not be talking to you for a while, at least.
Well, you're
that's a diss.
It was.
If I'm sitting here with a girl and we're on,
but he kept talking about
the waitress, even jokingly, and says, "Hey, can I find a guy? I need a guy." And I'm right there. I'll be like, okie dokie, I get the picture.
Okay, so he kept
talking. I'm out of here. I'm freaking gone.
He kept talking about Kim.
And through, you know, the part of the trip where it disintegrated between us, and then we got out at the place where we're walking through the wildlife, and he wasn't talking to me. I could tell he was pissed, and I was being like everybody's friend. Hi, how are you? And then he met that chick on the trail, and then he started talking to her, so I walked back to the car, and I waited, and he came, got in the car with a big fat smile on his face, and I waited to say something, then finally I said, I didn't think you were coming back to the car. And he said, well, I had a great time today. I got into some really good conversations.
Well, that's really nice for him, isn't it?
It is odd. It's an odd thing to say, too.
I just really think you need to know where you stand. Are you foot or horseback or what?
I think
it's time for him to state his intentions and what he's in.
Well, she's not even back yet. She has to go back to the car.
Oh, God, that's
and
right.
Finish the trip.
I completely forgot.
So I don't think we can even say too many things about the future. I think she's got to finish the trip, and then we got to figure out what things that are going to happen afterward, and she's going to have to call back, and then we're going to have to see what the deal is.
Well, and she could, you know, you could go and do a minor little test going back to the car thing. I'm sorry that took so long, but this guy would not stop flirting with me. I really had to work hard to get off the phone. Kind of toss that ball right back to him. I don't know. This is,
I'm tired of this game with him, though. Last night I hung up the phone when we finished talking for an hour, and I thought, this guy's such high maintenance. I'm really getting tired of this.
And maybe just
I'm not getting any.
Bottom line this. Why not just ask him straight out? Are you interested in having a romantic relationship with a woman again? You know, where do you stand here, Dee? Where do you stand? Are you going? I don't know. I can't figure it out either. This is tough. This is right up there with the ones that have really, you know, sort of discombobulated.
Do the cards say anything? Do the cards say adios, say goodbye?
No, not at all.
Well,
it sounds like that you're also not even done with this day, so that's gonna.
Yeah, you gotta finish this day.
Yeah, I mean, you're already you got the future like just bopping all over the place. There's like they're like little dominoes, little ping pong balls in a lottery. They're still bouncing all over the place.
They say you should always ask a question you already know the answer to.
If you can. That is always the wisest thing to do.
So maybe you should think up a way to, you know, sort of put together a question that you already kind of know.
How much of a trip back home left do you have? How long of a journey do you have left to get back to home?
About 30, 40 minutes.
That's not out of control. So, all right, because you don't want to make that too awkward. That was what I'm going at.
Yeah.
But it's just
I'm freezing.
Go ahead.
I have to get back in the car. I'm freezing my tail off.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Should she apologize for what she said in the rest?
No, I'm not going to apologize.
I don't think she should not even know if she wanted to. Tonight would not be the night because the other part was him with the chick on the trail talking about it.
So it was tit for tat.
In that case, I would not have walked away if I had done that stuff before. I'd have been like, yeah, all right, I kind of deserve that. I'm a dumbass. I would have said I was a douchebag.
That was rude.
She's calling me out, and touche. I would not, in that case, I would not walk away from her in that case.
Yeah.
If I had done that before we got in there. Yep. Set boundaries is the subject of your angel card. This probably protects you from absorbing too much into unnecessary energies, and it preserves your true state of mind. So set some boundaries. Not right now. You guys are still in a lot of flux. Sleep on it. Get home. Sleep on it. And if you have some more conversations, then you got to think, all right, do I need to set boundaries and where do I put them?
Yeah. Hey,
you cannot do that right now.
Thank you, guys. I love you. I'm freezing. I have to get in the car.
Yes, get in.
How in the hell are you freezing in Arizona? No, just kidding.
It happens.
Oh, yeah. I've been told a lot about that out there. Yep. Warm days and cold nights.
Yeah.
Heard, yep.
It's kind of a different cold.
That's why you want to have a nice chicken out there for the cold night.
Sure.
Yeah, baby.
Well, enjoy your trip back.
Okay, I'm going to sign off. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right, there's correspondent Lisa signing off from Arizona.
Thank you.
And she did sign off.
Wow.
She hung up because she's got to go. Let's see. You know, Mike had an interesting theory, and we've been talking about it.
Yeah, tell us.
Well, because remember, Lisa was dropping some F-bombs, right? And he said, here's what he said. He said, he loves chicks that swear. He said, love birds. You know, UK talk.
He loves
birds that swear. Okay, and I said, pretty much nowadays here in the United States, the new generation, every chicken, they're all F-bombs, all the females. They're all F-bombs. They are.
But I wonder if Mike means more within a context.
No, well, here's...
Okay.
He said it's a scientific theory of his that he thinks gals that swear more interesting in the sack, is what he's thinking. And then we talked like, that's interesting, and we're back and forth. And I actually thought, you know what? It's like, you know what? Some of the most fun bedroom Olympian chicks I've ever had, they weren't much of a swearers in public. So I don't know if there's any data.
Well, there's kind of a different culture.
But it is. This is a whole new generation now. And he says he has never fell for a gal that didn't swear like a trooper. So he likes the swear boxes.
Well, then someone from the military would suit you.
Well, everybody's got their type.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I always say that. There's no matter how screwed up somebody looks out, there's at least one person, if not more, out there that's a perfect match.
I think
match.
We cuss a lot off the air, you and I, and the kid, you know.
I'm just saying in general, you know. What was it? Was it last week? There was I'm in a giant engineering building. It's cubicle land, you know, the land of cubicles. And there's a chick. That's I could probably like just flip a controller over there and hit her cross over to the left. And I think she's a holy roller. And she went over to my boss's cube when I was back from I was off for a while. And I went back. And he goes, "Oh, that's wrong." She's just standing there. And he's like, "Oh God," and she's complaining and moaning because I came to work and started dropping a bunch of F-bombs.
But she didn't, I thought it was when you were using the Lord's name, but she didn't mind.
Apparently that's changed now.
Oh, she's
yeah,
doing
she,
this again?
Yeah, she used to only care about me using the Lord's name in vain. I used to be able to drop F-bombs left and right. She'd never claim, and now she's going to complain about F-bombs. And you know what? I was like, yeah, he's a boss, and he has to be, you know, he goes, you know, I got to whisper something to you. And then we were whispering a lot, and I was like, hopefully she didn't hear her. And he's like, hope that old bitch retires soon. You know? It's like, Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, the thing is, too, over here, our television has become much more, should I call it profane?
Profanity? Yeah, the average used to be that you never heard any F-bombs unless you went to a movie theater. Not even, you could hear damn and hell, basically. That was it.
That was it. Or
now,
a bitch here and there.
Or a bitch, too. Yeah. But, you know. But now, certain cable networks, they can start saying, we watch Bar Rescue a lot of time, and he says, this is bullshit. This place, you know, he says bullshit a lot, Bar Rescue.
Yeah.
It's not on the major network, so maybe the FCC gives them a little bit of leeway because they're not broadcasting to the regular broadcasting.
Yeah. Well,
It's different rules here. The censorship changes a little bit.
We're
now
always behind the times when it comes to Europe and, you know, that, like the public nudity on beaches. And
yeah, as far as that, but there's other things that, you know, probably advanced, and we do a lot of other things that they don't that maybe aren't right, but we've advanced in
what
that.
What do we do? Like what?
What do you mean?
You said we are advanced in things. I forgot how you just put that.
Well, I don't know that when I've watched a lot of the BBC shows, I never see them dropping F-bombs very much. That's all I can say.
Oh, speaking of people from...
And she just shifted. She just did her ADD thing and just
No, it's kind of a segue.
To the railroad track.
Because you mentioned the BBC shows. I am crazy in love with Ricky Gervais. Oh, my God. I told Jim, I said, I have to go out with him.
First of all,
or Simon.
He's
Cohen.
Not even like both of those guys are not even that relevant anymore. You're 10 years past
yeah,
that
that's
train.
Okay.
You're about 10 years. And B, go out.
That's our.
Yeah, I would
over
go
here.
Out with him. Okay. So he might take you out. Here's a freaking taco. Here's a martini. Dropping you off, bitch, and I'm gonna leave you. So that's what you're dreaming.
No.
I want to go out with the man. Yeah, I want to go out.
It's a nice way of saying, I want to clean his clock, and he's going to clean mine. But we say, I want to go out with him.
What's the dumbest thing ever?
That's you saying that.
Oh, I disagree that it would be just me saying, I just want to go out with
him. It's women speak.
Women speak of how many years ago?
Remember, we will talk about what we do with our partners and our like husbands, boyfriends. But we will never tell each other what we do, like on one night stands.
In the nudity world, we are behind times in the nudity world. That is
we are.
Yeah, we all know Europe, even Canada, even Laura's house in Canada. They got women.
Are they running around? Who's saying Laura?
Yeah, Laura said that BC we have women are allowed to not have tops on in a town, and they also have a lot of. We have that. We actually have that too here. We have.
Where?
Beaches. We have places where they can go topless too.
Where's
United
that? Yo, when they come here and do that, you will get arrested.
Well, I didn't say this here locale of Hampton,
we're
Road,
in the
Virginia.
Bible Belt.
But we're talking countries now.
Right.
Countries.
Yeah.
Countries. Yeah, we have that too. You know, I mean, Europe was first before we did that, but yeah. They also weren't hung up on kids having a little bit of beer or wine at their dinners
right.
like they were here.
Well, I grew up in a, like Ukraine background with some Eastern Europe, and kids were always drinking at events. You know, it was standard.
Not really.
My parents probably would have been in jail a long time ago, according to today's standards. So what do you think? Another reading?
I think we're going to actually, well, obviously. We're not even, I've already extended the show. And
we have very few today, so we're not in a big rush.
Very few is relative, which means
we're going to turn to.
We actually don't really. Yeah, I just typed it in. We're going to go to the Messenger now. I typed it in first to beat the delay. And we got, don't worry, callers, we're going to get you. It's not one of those nights where you got like 12 to 15 callers and we know if somebody's getting screwed. Right now, the folks that are on hold, we will get to you.
Yeah.
Ten more people show up after you, we might not get to them. But the folks that are on hold right now, you shall be done. It is Laura.
Hello there, Laura.
From Canada.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well, I think. We're doing well.
Oh.
How are you?
Good. Oh, I'm getting with my claim.
Oh, frustrating.
You know, a couple of months ago, my lawyer sent me to a psychiatrist.
Right.
And that's where I was diagnosed with a brain injury. Now, I got a message from my lawyer yesterday saying that the ICBC lawyer wants me to see one of his psychiatrists now.
That's standard legal practice. Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
How do you feel about that?
In the psychiatric world, yeah, that's very common.
Well, I'm going to do it. But
yeah, you have
to
for the court case.
I just want to know, my court date is in May.
Yes.
So is my case going to have to go to court in order for me to be settled?
This is insane, and you know.
No, but it is a good question. But
the question is really valid, but your situation is unconscionable. If you think 5 years after an accident.
Well, it'll be 6 in April.
Yeah, look at that. Okay, well, I'll take a look at it, but believe me, it ticks me off just as much as it does you. Because government should, and big corporations and insurance, they should all run properly. How is that such a big deal, you know? All right, so we'll see. All right.
Yeah, that's very common when you start getting into medical and other types of experts. Somebody says, well, you brought yours, now we want you to see ours. Which sucks. The person has to go see all these people.
And I'm just wondering, what is the main objective with this, with you going for these evaluations with shrinks? What's the deal here?
Well, because hers talked about actually being some brain damage from the accident.
Is this to increase your claim?
Or to validate
the ICBC only wants to give me $70,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's to cover future medical
care.
That's
to cover probably nothing at all, really, basically, what she's already spent.
Right.
So we have free medical.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right. They do. I forget that.
Word up on that, dog.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I think he just doesn't want to pay out.
Well,
but now that I've got a brain injury, that can get me a lot more money. So I think he's going to try and debunk that or something. I don't know.
Well, I see good things coming for you, Laura. I see that house you dream of building is getting closer all the time to you. The move to the other province, coming. You're like Wendy, who calls us, you know, from California, in the sense of bureaucracy and red tape. And, you know, this poor lady has been trying to get home health care covered for years.
That's horse hockey.
It is. So try really hard to stay strong in your manifesting and the positive energy that everything you have coming is coming to you. I know that's two comings, but you know what I mean.
Wow.
No.
That's a whole lot of coming.
Does it look like it's going to go to court?
Yeah, remember, she has a date in May. Is it going to make it have to go to that court?
A little tiny bit, yes, but I feel that you will prevail. And court is tricky for cards. It depends on who presides over the court, what, you know, information is being, you know, shared, what evidence. I mean, there's a lot of variables. Yeah.
The courts are getting tired of ICBC dragging people to court before settling.
Well, good. Maybe they'll be really tired should your case have to go to court, where they're like in and out,
yeah.
Poop through a goose.
Yeah.
But try not to let this add. I know you're going to think I'm ridiculous because you can't really help it. But try not to get too agitated. You could really develop some stress disease from this. You know, you've got a lot on your plate. You certainly don't need to add a thick ulcer or something else to the
work. I have ulcers.
Oh, there you go. Well, I hope they stay in check for you.
Yeah. The stress is not going to help. Imagine that.
No, and it can affect your heart. And stress is a killer. It really is. But I feel like you can do enough to self, like for self-care. Yeah.
I've been getting into meditating, so.
Good.
Yeah.
And how is your son doing? Because I see him here.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What? I'm sorry.
He's like a roller coaster.
Yeah, he is.
So is life sometimes. But yes, we got you.
Oh, he keeps a lot inside. I see him right here. Just looking at this makes me want to feel like I could just spit up, because it seems like he's just a bundle of nerves inside.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So hopefully he'll get some relief too. But you're exactly right. The insurance side of things, they're trying to find a way to discredit you, which is bullshit. Okay?
Oh, and that's why they're trying to get their own expert to say, we don't agree with that one. You know, that's probably every country on earth that's the way it works.
Do you have a good lawyer? Do
it works that here.
Your lawyer?
He seems really good.
Good.
But
awesome.
See, it was ICBC already deemed her 100% at fault. Because we had a solid green, and she turned left in front of us at the last second.
Yep.
Plus, my witness is a cop.
Oh, boy.
So it's not about fault anymore. It's about damages, it looks like. Fault is a done deal. There's no fault issues here anymore. Now it's about what is the monetary damage value going to be.
Right.
Well, how about if I give you some good news?
Oh, what's the good news?
Your man in the future's right here, too.
Is it another mighty good man? A lot of mighty, mighty good men.
He is a mighty good man, and he's going to help her with her new house that she's planning to build.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so knowing he's still there, that means that path has not, you know, been altered in the process of all of this. He's still on a course for meeting you. And, he's going to think you are just the queen of all queens, really. So, I think, and I wanted to save that for last. So I was going to give you a little, you know, something to make you smile.
Oh, I'm smiling.
Something,
yeah.
All right.
I always made it
Asshole.
Oh, well, you know, there's a million of them out there. That's the problem.
And a lot of us women ruin them early on in their lives.
They
can't get over it. So they carry, so they wear this cement overcoat and they treat us badly because, I've seen it with my sons. Well, because.
That's why I've been.
Go
for
ahead.
5 years.
Well.
Or.
Your dry period is going to end.
Some theories say that they were born to be assholes.
That men?
Assholes were born. They were. Some people say assholes are born. They are not made. Some people say. All right, go ahead.
Reader, we're done.
All right, here's a card.
Okay, go ahead.
Subject is anticipate. There should be a few challenger obstacles awaiting for you on the way to success. by anticipating these, you will absolutely soften the problems, get more decisive solutions. So
I think so too.
So you, if you see obstacles and anticipate them in advance, that's good in any life, business, anything.
Yeah.
Anticipate them, and then they won't be such as big of obstacles when they come up.
And you can use a lot of affirmations. I am going to win. You know, I
yeah.
will live this life I want. Rescuing those dogs, you can say, is so important to me, and I will do that. Just by saying those
yeah.
things, you are telling the universe, which is greater than us all, you are telling the universe, please give back to me, you know, the abundance that I am so sure I'm going to receive. So,
okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very much. That's Laura from Canada.
Yes, it
oh,
was.
Oh, Canada. All right.
All right, guys. Okay.
Bye-bye. All right.
I love Canada. I remember
yes.
that when I was a very young child, very young, when, you know, Northern Minnesota.
A wee little lad.
When you're in Northern Minnesota, like even grade school level, you play hockey because there's rinks.
Yeah.
Every grade school has multiple rinks. You're playing hockey and you have your own little pucks. And you hate when you go and play hockey because everybody brings pucks and all of a sudden you don't come home with your pucks. We'd engrave them and paint them and stuff. Either they were there in Czechoslovakia, which is funny because that country doesn't exist anymore, or they were from Canada, the pucks. I don't even know where they're from now. But Canada, that's what made me think of that. The Canada, the pucks, half the hockey equipment we had was from Canada. Well, more than half, 90% of it was from Canada. Or I had a few hockey sticks that were from Minnesota.
Really?
Loved it, yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, nobody gives a 99% of the world doesn't give a squat about hockey. But, yeah. It's the Laura Canada thing. That's why I kind of do that old singing the little, oh, Canada.
Whatever happened to our hockey team here?
We still have a minor league hockey team.
Do we?
Yeah. A lot of fun.
Admiral?
Yeah. It's a league that's two below the professional league.
Okay.
Yes, it is. And we shall go now to our next caller. 775 Nevada, it says, but is it Nevada or is it Wendy?
It's Wendy.
Is it Wendy?
I bet. Hello.
Hi, and Jim. It's so nice to speak with you.
Oh,
and it is. And we appreciate that you held for a long time.
Yes.
That is so nice of you.
Thank you, Wendy.
Oh, well, thank you. My attorneys are excited. Everything is looking fantastic. And you're going to be proud of me.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Well, I had agreed for a caregiver company to come out on January 22. And it was a big fiasco. The woman arrived 20 minutes late. And when I called the company, they treated me abusively.
Right.
And I had told them before we ever agreed to them coming out that I needed a receipt showing which ADLs were addressed, et cetera. And yeah. I got a receipt, but it's very plain and organic, generic, and it doesn't show the ADLs. And when I said that this receipt will not be accepted by that long-term care insurance company, they said, oh, well, the caregiver gave you a copy of a timesheet, and that should list the ADLs. And I said, a timesheet? That's not a receipt. And I said, no, I never received that. And they said, well, when she's ready, you'll get it. So you know what I did?
What?
I called Bank of America, and I'm doing a chargeback, and Bank of America is livid because it's really elder abuse.
Yeah.
And the services rendered without that receipt mean that this everything is of no value to me without that. So Bank of America was livid. They wanted me to do this.
Well, I'm really glad that you were that assertive and went ahead and spanked them hard. Yeah.
Oh, I did. And a new caregiver agency came out today, and I spoke with Tessa. and the name of the company starts with the word Golden, and I think I'm going to be much happier with them. And I've been in contact with my two attorneys, and they're very, very, very excited and pleased about my case really gelling and coming together.
Oh, I'm so glad for you, Wendy. I really am. It's been a long time in coming for you, yes.
And so, you're right. It is going on almost a year. That's a ridiculous thing. And I hope I get my $84 back. Well, I think that Bank of America will give me back my $84. But I really don't want any litigation. I'm not physically up to that. I think that probably if they're smart, they won't, because I will charge them with elder abuse as well. Will that other caregiver company that came over on the 22nd, will they just leave me alone?
Okay. Is that your question for me, Wendy?
I think so.
Okay. Well, you know, I've had accounts with Bank of America, and they were very efficient when it came to chargebacks. They offered the, you know, the opposing side, or the, you know what I mean, the one that you paid, they would ask them for a statement, but they generally already have made up their mind about you. So, okay, let's see what we got for you. Well, yes, you're not the first one to come forward and complain about this company. They have a very low rating within the community at large. And I want to tell you that the owner will not be pleased, but this is $84 we're talking about. It's not like it's $1,000, you know, $400. So they're going to leave you alone. They're going to leave you alone. But I want to give you a cautionary little bit of insight here. I want you to be very careful in, I'm seeing you walking around and maybe stepping on a, it could be a landscaping rock that isn't sitting right. It's small.
There's some weird little thing, everyday type of thing that could seem minor, but it could cause really bad stuff, right?
It could cause you to either, I'm seeing either your hip breaking or breaking a leg even.
Or just,
so be
careful. My God.
Yep, and I don't mean to scare you, but I want to give you enough of a warning that you watch where you're walking.
What is it on the ground?
It's like a small, I'm seeing it. How would you explain
it? It's an example, though.
Yeah, this is an example.
She's not saying exactly what that thing will be, but an example is, it's like you're walking on a pathway, and sometimes they use little stones to make the pathway, and one can shift it a little bit, and your foot could hit it just the wrong way.
Or it could be thrown out onto the walkway.
Or if you could be using a cane, and your cane hits a certain weird stone.
Sure.
Just a weird, bizarre thing that you could every day be doing a normal walking routine.
What are those trees we have out here that give off those, I don't know, those prickly things? That's what people fall on here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, what are they?
Oh, I forgot what those things are.
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. She said these are little spike balls, and I've forgotten the tree since I moved. They're horrible. But it could be like an acorn or something like that.
Something
that tree drops, pine cone, acorn, something small, little chestnut.
But just be careful. We don't want to see you laid up, and then, you know, you have a home nurse and, you know.
Yes.
It's better to stay on your
feet. Already trying to deal with something like that already. You don't want to add to it. So just.
Yeah.
She's basically just saying keep your eyes open.
Please.
Well, do you think if I keep myself aware, will I avoid that happening?
Yes. That's the beauty of this method with the tools of choice and change. You are choosing to be aware of this. Insight, this perception, intuition that I'm giving you, and you are changing the way that you might normally.
You're going to change the little path that might happen because you're going to be more, and I'll be honest, I've been sitting here a long time as a co-pilot, and every single person she's told this to that they actually become more aware, Nothing has happened, and some of them actually have seen the thing.
The thing that would have caused their fall.
And you have told people about, like, a partner of theirs that might run into a problem. And they have told the partner, and the partner's like, yeah, bullshit. And that partner has had a catastrophe.
It was a Navy air pilot.
Yeah,
like
so.
He tripped on the tarmac.
But everybody that she
but
has
he wouldn't
given,
believe me, yeah.
Every person she has given this warning to, and they have heeded it. Nothing bad has ever happened.
No, if you watch, be watchful.
If you would have looked, if you would have talked to us, I said, ah, that's bull crap.
Will this happen outside or inside? I mean, if it were to happen.
If you might trip over something inside, but I have a feeling
right.
you're very vigilant about what's in your path.
Yeah, and her example.
I am.
Outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is
I rarely go outside, so you don't know if it's outside or inside.
Well, it's.
Her example was outside because there's more obstacles out there.
Right.
But there's also obstacles in the house, though.
Absolutely. You know, most accidents happen.
They actually say that, too. Yeah, there's a lot of capacity to happen inside
but
the house.
But this is going to pass quickly out of your cart. The Three of Clubs is that cart that I've described that is an event coming, like, from outer space. Imagine a ball.
Yeah. And like we actually talked about... Everybody that she has given this type of warning to, it says, okay, watch out. They do, and nothing bad ever happens.
No, you're right.
So just be a little...
Thank God. All right. Well, I'll be very watchful, and thank you for telling me. And
I
believe it's going to manifest, and I'm going to be approved. And my attorneys feel I have an extremely strong case, and they're going to submit the appeal any day now.
Well, I fully believe... The right people are behind this for you, and it's time for you to get what, you know, to get your due. You're due this.
You want to hear something? I have a sense of humor.
Oh, we want to hear it.
I had to sign a contract with this new caregiver agency. So I sent my two attorneys an email, and it was a picture of a woman sitting in front of a computer, and she had her hands in her head, over her head. And I said, oh, no, exclamation point. I signed a contract, and I didn't even tell my attorneys. And then when they open it up, they see the contract. So I just thought that was kind of funny.
And your caregiver, or what would you call her, a home aide?
Yeah.
Well, I spoke to Tessa, and she is not a caregiver, but she works for the company. And I'll be assigned a caregiver probably tomorrow. But the name of the company, the good company, starts with the word golden. And I really liked her, and my sister liked her, and I feel safe with them. So I think it's a blessing.
They're sending you out a very lovely person
to
take care of you.
And if you feel safe in your gut and your heart, then that's important.
This one loves her work, and that's a big thing for all of us. Yeah, you can tell the demeanor or the attitude, the vibe off of people that really hate their job.
They either do it for the right reason or they do it because, well, I can't do goddamn anything else. I'm taking this job and I hate these people. That is horrible. That is so wrong.
Yeah. I mean, when we go to, say,
and they're out there.
Fast food drive-through, if the person is bitchy, I will often say, hey, do you want to put somebody else on the... Whatever you call it, the thing.
Or even when you're dealing with medical and dental and legal stuff and the person's like, is not interested, it's like, what are you doing in this field? Okay, you want money. You want a paycheck.
Really? Yeah.
You know, she knows. I
agree with you, too.
She agrees 100%.
Yeah, but gee, if you're dealing with people who are injured or sick or,
and especially
you know,
in her situation, you know, I mean, they shouldn't, they cannot be involved in that if not in it for the right reason.
Oh, exactly.
We understand everybody has a job.
And intuitively, I feel really good. The minute the door was opened and I looked at Tessa, I knew she was a quality person. Very, very nice person.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Wendy.
And are you going to be able to keep her?
They're gonna
going
to
find
she's not a caregiver. She works for the company called Golden. And she will be assigning me to a caregiver, but I felt safe being in her presence, and intuitively I feel like I was going to be in a much better place. And she assured me, looked right at me, she says, we're going to make sure you're happy, Wendy. We're going to take good care of you.
That's wonderful.
And that makes you feel good because if something happens where it isn't, you know you can go to her and she's going to make it right.
Oh, exactly.
Right. So that is awesome.
God bless you, Wendy. I'm so glad to see you reaching toward the end.
Yeah, we can't wait till it comes to the end.
Yeah.
There's like a few people that have these things. And we're like,
I get a card drawn?
Oh, you do indeed.
Yes, you do.
It is a lighted gold pathway oracle card. So this is like, these are angel cards that are like, weren't goal-oriented on a path. So this one subject is see big picture. See the big picture. Getting too specific sometimes makes the whole thing unnecessarily complicated. You probably look at it from a general view to wrap everything up perfectly. So I think it's coming together.
That was very positive.
It's saying this is coming together, and you've been like, so far into this, sometimes maybe you don't get the big picture.
And
I think she does.
It was too complicated because of what they were doing.
All this legal stuff gets too complicated.
And Deborah, you were right. It is almost a year, and that's ridiculous.
It is.
But it'll all be behind you real soon, Wendy. And
I think much happiness is ahead. And thank you for telling me to be careful because I'll be very, very aware of my safety and surroundings.
Everybody that has done that has never, never, ever had a problem.
And I'm proud of that.
But people that poo-poo it,
were men.
They come back and say, God, I wish I would have listened to you. So as long as you're aware, you're good to go.
Yeah, so thank you so much, honey. Take care.
Thank you for holding for so long. We appreciate that.
And we will talk
I love both of you, and you have a wonderful show.
Thank you.
And
you're
a big part of the show, Wendy. You're always one of the regulars.
All right.
Well,
thank you.
It's an honor and a privilege.
We can't wait till the day you tell us it's all resolved and you're good to go. That's what we want to hear.
It is. So
take care,
darling. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Oh, what a sweetie.
Yeah. And, you know, got a pretty good spirit. She's been through a lot. She's tells us that she's older than us. I don't think she's as much older than we think, but we don't know.
In her 70s, I think.
Well, that's not much older than you. Well, it's not to me. That's not much older than me anymore. You know, when I was in my young days in the Navy, 20s and 30s, that's an old person. It's like somebody says they're in their 70s now. It's like, you're not.
But you know,
you're not that much older than me.
There's a wonderful umbrella. You could call it a quote or saying, you're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
and
I'm still at the age where in an evening gown, I'd jump into a fountain. You bet I have. I would still do these crazy things.
And it's fine to be immature in those types, as long as you don't do it in like life decisions.
Will I jump out of a perfectly good airplane? Hell no.
As long as you don't do it in things that matter, like you're doing a job interview, you have a big meeting at work. But if you're on your own and you're out on vacation and you want to do stupid shit and be young again, nothing wrong with that. It's good for the spirit.
I think it is. You got to stay young inside and maybe take good care of yourself.
They've always said you're only as young as you feel.
And now I believe it. It's true.
Remember that movie Cocoon?
Oh, that was great. If only that was real.
Yeah, but the bottom line is inside they felt young, but their bodies weren't coping.
Yeah.
Then they got into that thing and they're like, whoa, we're all good. All right, Deb, we only have a couple of Facebook viewers. We have no phone callers. I think we should have some final thoughts.
Oh, we should. Okay, Jim, boobs or butts?
Do you want to go gutter or you want to go philosophical, major things in life? It's up to you. I can do both.
I'd like to get serious for a minute.
We can do that.
The anniversary of my stepmother's suicide is coming.
Continue on.
It's approaching, and I've been giving this a lot of thought lately. There's a lot of suicides in the military. A lot of them, we've had many in our community. I know they're happening around the world.
They have for since the end of time.
I was so close to this lady. She was so wonderful.
To be
and
or
nobody
not to be, right?
ever knew. Never knew that she had these issues. And it's too sad and bad that my stepmother.
Oh, well, I didn't get it.
That, you know, that that drugs to helping people had not reached a level that, you know,
it was non-existent, like, back in your day, 40 years ago, there was nothing.
She had severe depression.
Nothing. Back in the day, there was no such thing as clinical depression. They thought it was all your brain fucked up. They didn't know some people, their chemistry is bad.
And I just want to say, keep a close eye on people that you know that appear to be suffering depression. They're just not acting like the person you know them to be.
Yep.
And when I was in the military, they drilled on us about this stuff because, you know.
Well, you're the medical part of the military.
And
that's
people
why.
Start giving their possessions away, if they start acting, you know, very erratic, like depleting their bank accounts. I mean.
They're just doing something that they would never, ever think of doing. And it sounds like it's an end game.
And it's, yes.
An end game.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't need my car or my house anymore. It's like, whoa, time out there, Dex.
And if it's you going through that, if you are listening or watching or will at some point, please reach out to somebody. That woman called me a week before she took her life. She wanted me to go out with her, but we were having a horrifying snowstorm. And sure, I could get down the mountain, but I was afraid of how would I get back up the mountain to Proctor, you know.
When you said mountain, I was thinking of another country.
No, it was called the mountain.
Okay. There's a lot of hills in Duluth.
She got really mad at me, cursed me out, and then a week later, you know. But those of us out there that say we wish we could have done something, I don't know that you can, you know.
It's the horse in the water thing.
In talking with different psychiatrists and, you know, counselors and stuff, they say the person that took their life is not the person that you knew. It was some other life force.
And there's a lot of, you know, there's like two different things. A lot of them are clinical. There's a lot of people that if their chemistry, their DNA, they're clinically depressed. They have actually no reason on earth to be depressed. But it's in their DNA.
Well, it's like,
and they need medication.
It's like Britney Spears.
Terry Bradshaw.
Britney Spears is acting up again. She's in the news. And I just hope that, you know, she lost a baby recently.
Yeah.
Who knows what her husband's like.
But at least she has one now. I bet it sounds like he's probably a pretty good guy, I bet.
Yeah, and I bet
he's been with her for so many years waiting for her to get married.
But it was actually fans that ended up calling the police on her to go to her home and check on her because she was deleting her Instagram account.
I mean, he was out doing stuff. She wasn't there. You can't blame him for being an asshole.
I don't think he was an asshole. I just think fans were worried this was not something she would do. So everybody, I just want to say...
No, we got to call her.
Oh, I don't think so. I have... to get to something, okay?
Oh, I didn't know that you had to get to something.
Yeah. So I think we should say farewell to everyone.
Okay. Then we shall move on.
All right. Call us tomorrow. We should be here
tomorrow.
I don't know. We'll see what the day brings.
The next show we do, it'll be soon. Tomorrow, Friday for sure. Friday is 100% for sure.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow, we shall see.
All right. So I want to wish you all a very nice evening or morning, if that's where you happen to be in the world.
Another day if you're on Australia time.
Yes.
We do not know.
Yeah. Take care. All right.
We never know in our world.
We'll see you 7 p.m. Eastern,
especially
or definitely on Friday.
Whenever the next
show. Yeah. Thank you.
Whatever
it
shall be.
Take care, everybody. Stay well.